You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Father in heaven, thank you that you have spoken to us in your word. Now we ask in Jesus' name, through the work of the Spirit, that you would open our hearts to receive it. Amen. Lent is a heavy season. So Arthur Dent gave us these words: "The world is a sea of glass, a pageant of fond delight, a theater of vanity, a labyrinth of error, a gulf of grief, a sty of filthiness, a veil of misery, a spectacle of woe, a river of tears, a stage of deceit, a cage full of devils, a den of scorpions, a wilderness of wolves, a cabin of bears, a whirlwind of passions, a feigned comedy, a delectable frenzy. Where is false delight, assured grief, certain sorrow, uncertain pleasures, lasting woe, fickle wealth, long heaviness, short joy." Today we'll be reading from Psalm 119, and the psalmist knows of our experience and our sorrows. This is Psalm 119, not all 176 verses. Only verses 25 through 32. So if you come back tomorrow, I'll just cover the other 168 verses. Psalm 119, verse 25. "My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me and graciously teach me your instruction. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your righteous judgments before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the path of your commandments when you enlarge my heart." A gulf of grief, long heaviness, and our psalmist knows it, and we know it. During Lent, we take a break from suppressing the truth about how heavy our lives can be and how heavy our hearts can be. And the psalmists, many of them, are great friends in helping us take a break from suppressing the truth. This psalmist knows our experience. "My soul clings to the dust." That's a Lenten theme. What has you clinging to the dust this season? What is it that's waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and won't let you back to deep soul rest? We deprive ourselves of pleasures during Lent, not to sharpen our self-discipline muscles, but to remind ourselves that we live in the wilderness, east of Eden, where nothing is the way it's supposed to be. And that's why the psalmist writes, maybe the line of the psalm that resonates with you the most today and helps you the most. The psalmist too can say, "My soul melts away because of sorrow." The Hebrew there can mean drips. It's almost as though the heart is dripping with the tears of the psalmist's sorrows. What currently has you hunkered under a pile of sorrow? What loss? Or perhaps it was a gain that was going to make everything work out, but it ended up empty. What is it that has you under a pile of sorrow today? The psalmist knows our experience, but we have something more than our experiences and our interpretations of them. The 31st verse, the psalmist who is full of sorrow and whose soul is clinging to the dust says, "I cling to your testimonies, O Lord." What if all we had was our experiences and our interpretation of them? How empty, how dark things would be, but what we have all through Psalm 119 is a constant reminder that our God has spoken. Cling to your testimonies. What a gift. The late British Old Testament scholar, Alec Motier, thinking about this word in Psalm 119, said this: "We dwell on the word testimonies." What an assertion. God himself has gone into the witness box and has personally borne witness to what he affirms to be true and what he looks for in his people. This is what our Bibles are: God's personal testimony. We have heavy experiences, and sometimes our interpretations of them can be more heavy, but we're not left to our experiences and our own interpretations. No, we have God's own testimony. What he says is true about himself and us and his world. In a world shattered by sin and confused by corruption, my own corruption, we have God's own testimony. Clear, clean, desirable. God has testified that this is his world. He's testified that the world is full of his good gifts. God has testified that you are made in his image. You and your neighbor have dignity that no one can take away. God has testified that while we rebelled and have exiled ourselves east of Eden, in our rebellion, God has testified that he has a plan to rescue sinners, to call us to himself, and to heal the sin-scarred world in which we live. So the psalmist knows our experience, but we have something more than our experience: God's own testimonies. And finally, I want you to see with me that the Savior who knows us and our heaviest experiences, he is God's ultimate testimony. The Son of God, who came into the world, he came into and added to himself our dusty flesh. God's ultimate testimony is his own Son incarnate, living our dusty human life, his own Son rejected, his own Son abused, his own Son misunderstood, his own Son on the cross. Jesus, God's Son, died in our place, but his body did not see decay. Rather, he rose again to testify to God's gracious welcome. Jesus is God's ultimate testimony about your life. He's experienced what you've experienced, he's experienced what I've experienced, and on the cross, he took not just our painful and lonely experiences to himself, but our sin and our rebellion that put him there. He, in our dusty flesh, hung on the cross in our place, as we just sang, God's appointed Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus united himself to us, to our dust in his life and his death. He's already raised our dust, our human flesh, up to the highest place. He who died for us rose again in our humanity. As one Scottish preacher said, now the dust of earth sits on the throne of heaven in the resurrected humanity of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's ultimate testimony. What has you afraid today? What's the heaviness? In Christ Jesus and in the Spirit, you can face the heaviness. You can face the sorrow. You can interpret those things. But hear God's word, his testimony in Scripture, and see God's word, his very own Son, the eternal Son of God who took on our flesh, who added to his deity the filthy dust of our broken lives. The climax of God's testimony is his Son and our dusty flesh on the cross for us in love. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful that you have borne your testimony again and again to your servants, to and through your prophets, and ultimately in your Son. Our hearts are before you. Would you enlarge our hearts now by your grace? Because what you've done for us in Jesus and through the work of the Spirit, would you grant us enlarged hearts, healed hearts, comforted hearts, that we might run in the path of your commands, bringing you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.